I rise to ask my colleagues to support Senate Bill 109, legislation that I initially introduced to repeal the now defunct housing assistance program at the PHFA. Since the introduction, and thanks to the collaboration with Senator Stefano and Senator Martin, as well as Chairman Brown of the Appropriations Committee, this legislation now serves to drive out nearly $1 billion of assistance to our communities to address the ongoing impacts of COVID-19. Through business assistance, rental assistance, and assistance to our education community, this legislation is vitally important to drive out these dollars that are literally sitting in our state treasury right now. These are dollars that came to us from the Trump administration several weeks ago, and it's time we put them on the street in our communities to address these important needs. Particularly as it relates to the rental assistance, Mr. President, we are providing nearly $570 million to all 67 counties through this legislation to support tenants through rental and utility assistance programs. We've crafted this legislation very carefully to ensure that we have timelines that make it clear that if funds will not be used by our counties, that we will be able to reallocate them and keep them here in our Commonwealth where they are most needed. Mr. President, we've ensured that the funding will be made available to actually pay the bills through rent and utility offsets. We've worked very hard to make sure that we're using existing programs that our counties are familiar with and aware of to make this as seamless as possible. I ask my colleagues to support Senate Bill 109 so we can move this process forward and get these dollars into the hands of the people who need them most.